From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Azerbaijan announces ceasefire and fight with Armenia. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire today in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh after clashes with Armenian forces left 30 soldiers dead Saturday and both sides reporting more fighting overnight. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when Armenia and Azerbaijan ended a war over the territory that is part of Azerbaijan but has been under the control of Armenian forces. The two sides are separated by a demilitarized buffer zone, but each side accuses the other of numerous violations. Flights are set to resume on a limited basis today at the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Arnaud Feist is the chief executive of the airport. He speaks with reporters about the process of reopening the facilities.
A temporary construction is implemented next to the connector on the tarmac. Only passengers coming from the car park will have access to this zone via the bus station. In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes, are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage.
Syrian officials say the army has found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and children. Some of the bodies were beheaded and others were shot. Coming to you from Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News.